The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Hazel Twight is with me, the psychotherapist and author for the Kids Clinic this week to talk about reward systems. So this is to modify your child's behaviour, I guess, is what we're talking about. Is that the idea behind them?
Behaviour modification. Yes, really. But maybe we could say to help build habits, perhaps, might be sort of a more positive framing. And some people like doing them, and it's a bit like your teacher in school doing star charts with the kids, and they use it particularly for behavior modification in the classroom. But that's where they're dealing with a clatter of kids. At home, you're dealing with just your own kids.
Okay, so we've tried this in our house. We tried it a few times around things like toilet training. We definitely tried it. I think brushing teeth, maybe it was tried, and about getting them to maybe start habits around picking up after themselves. Never lasted more than a week. I mean, that you just look after a few days, you look over and there's this empty chart on the wall and you think, oh God, yeah, remember we were doing that.
Yeah, I think you have to make it really straightforward and easy for yourself. But it also has to be something that for the kid, that probably it's something, you know, toilet training, they have to be toilet trained, right? So probably, and brushing their teeth longer term, they have to brush their teeth are going to fall out of their head. So those are probably not ideal things for reward systems, because those are sort of developmental things you have to develop. But maybe habits like, you know, hanging up their coat when they come in from school or things like that probably are more suited to reward systems. But I think a lot of parents really do give up quite quickly, and I think that's fine. I think if it's not working with you, why are you doing it? And it has to be something.
Yeah, or else you realise, you know, kids can be dupes, Isolt. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, after a couple of days, you realise they're doing it, they're not getting the reward anymore. Stop giving it to them.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to actually set up rewards that make sense. And with smaller children, actually having a star chart and putting a star up is often reward enough. Or having something that you put into a jar, whatever. Something that's visual and concrete. That's often enough with smaller children. With older children, they've got too old for reward systems.
Okay. Really. So say, when it comes to brushing teeth, why is it a bad idea with them? Is it that, you need them to realise they should be brushing their teeth without a reward on offer, that it's a good thing?
Well, that, and it just has to be done. Like, there are things in life we just have to do, right?
So the reward systems are more for the extras.
Yeah, reward systems, okay. I think, work better for the extras. There's things in life you have to do. So when your child gets into a car, they have to have their seatbelt on. This isn't a negotiation, and this isn't something they deserve a reward for. This is something that has consequences, and you ought to be able to explain to them the consequences. And some children, as we know, some children are going to take longer for whatever reason to be happy to brush their teeth every evening. But that's probably then something that's really worth kind of talking to them about and understanding. You know, is there a sensory issue there? Is there something about the flavour of the toothpaste? Is there, you know, is there an issue that's going on for them? But if you want to get kids to fill the dishwasher or things like that, maybe reward systems help there. But I kind of think, because I remember when I was parenting small children, I brought home this fabulous reward system that I saw in the States with lots of little coloured counters the kids could move them in. And I brought it home, and like you, we did it about for 3 weeks. The kids still remembered and thought it was kind of cool and fun. But like, we just didn't stay organised enough. And I'm not sure that Irish families really operate that way.
The other thing, I said kids can be dupes. Kids can be manipulative. They'll game your reward system, won't they?
They game your reward system. And there is a study out there that says, you know, of sort of a meta-analysis of reward systems in general, that people will do the easiest task to get the most reward. And your kids will do that too. So, you know, if you're doing
a reward system, they're like a mouse in a maze, really, aren't they?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. I think probably more like the parents are a mouse in the maze.
Well, it does feel like that. Feels like being trapped in one sometimes, I can tell you that. So what about the idea of having stick alongside carrot? You know, that not punishment. I don't want to sound like I'm an authoritarian, but there's a negative consequence to not kind of fulfilling the task.
I think you want to choose what you put negative consequences to very carefully.
Okay.
Right. In general. And I think often explaining to children what the consequences of a thing, the actual consequences are. So, for instance, if you get up and get dressed and have your breakfast now, then you will have 15 minutes to play with your toys before we leave for school, is much better than shouting at them as they come up to time to leave to school, like, oh, you're never ready, and the whole fight begins.
Oh, yeah.
And so I actually believe that a lot of this stuff is better managed by parents managing themselves and figuring out sort of the developmental stage of your kid, what they need support in, and building up their skills and confidence themselves and showing appreciation for when they get things right.
What about, like, let's say it is the picking up the coats, or when you come in from school, you put your bag where it's meant to go and your hurling helmet or your football boots or whatever you have to bring home, so that they know that they are there the following morning. This is from direct experience. So this is the issue in our house every morning. Where's your hurling? I don't know where it is. Well, if you put it into the bloody basket, like you're meant to. Anyway, let's say that that's what you decide to reward them for. What should you choose as the reward?
Well, I would be inclined to choose some kind of activity that brings you together, or something that they'd enjoy doing with you.
Not chocolate buttons.
Not chocolate buttons, not more time on their gaming, not more time on their iPad, but maybe choosing a movie and watching a movie at the weekend. So you want to try and make these things sort of wholesome for your family, I think. But I genuinely think the sooner you start teaching kids to put those things in certain places, the more likely they're going to be able to do that as they grow up. And I think that often parents think their children are more developed than they are. And actually, kids need to be given strategies and plans for managing all of those things. But then I think it's OK to have consequences, like when you get that, you know, you've arrived at school and it's like, oh, I forgot my hockey stick. You can be like, well, sorry, tough. And, you know, you don't have to be mean about it, but yeah. Like, there it is. You know, you forgot your hockey stick. Okay. So if you do all of that running around and come back with the hockey stick 2 hours later, you know, then there's no consequence there, right?
Good advice, Iseult. So listen, thanks a million for joining us. Iseult White is a psychotherapist and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.